This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Man, I'm going through Diet Coke withdrawal here this afternoon, Sue Thomas. I know you don't have any empathy for me, but
I do not, because
I was in Columbia and I grabbed what was left of my 24-pack and I took it to Columbia, and then I had the last two on the trip back this morning, and I only had like one at home. So I thought I had, like, there's an emergency stash I keep in the fridge in my office. Either I forgot to replenish the emergency stash or someone stole the Diet Cokes. I don't know. I'm just
hard
to
say.
Yeah, but yeah. It's killing me right now. I might have to drink water. Hey, this is a terrible story. I know, right?
Yeah.
This is by a reporter. You know, I was talking a little bit about journalism, and I went to the University of Missouri Journalism School yesterday, and we talked about a little media bias with the dean, David Kerpius, up there, and had a nice dialogue. But I, you know, one of the things I forgot to tell him, because he asked me, he's like, "What are your sources? Like, where do you go to absorb news?" And I said, "Yeah, I go to the LA Times, Washington Post, Real Clear Politics, HotAir.com, you name it." I forgot to mention the Free Press. And the Free Press is really doing, I think, some of the best journalism out there. This is a story by Franny Block. I'd like to get Franny on. And it's about a kid that they're only identifying as William. He's a young kid. They're not naming him in the lawsuit. He's listed as A in the lawsuit. But William graduated in Clarksville, Tennessee in 2024. So he graduated high school last year. He could not read the words on his diploma. He ended the school year with a 3.4 GPA, and he couldn't even spell his own name. Now, I saw this story this morning. I'm like, what are you talking about? How is this even possible? Well, Franny explains it. So there's a lawsuit. This is how we know a lot of this. The district is being sued. His parents are claiming that it left William illiterate. He was denied the free appropriate public education guaranteed to all students by federal law. So this happened a couple weeks ago. On February 3rd, an appeals court sided with the kid, concluding that he was, quote, capable of learning to read and agreeing with the claim that his lack of education had caused him broad irreparable harm. He first enrolled in 2016. He's in the fifth grade. For the next 7 years, he scores mostly in the bottom first, second, or third percentiles of his reading fluency and assessment test compared to national standards, right? In 2019 and 2020, he scores in the bottom ninth and sixth percentiles. So a little bit better, but, you know, not barely. But a year before he graduated, his reading had regressed so much he was scoring below the first percentile. So that same year, this is really amazing, and they got, you know, images and pictures and screen captures and stuff. He takes a simple writing test to spell 31 words in 3 minutes. According to the lawsuit, he could not spell half of the words, including the word school, which he wrote as S-H-C-O-O-L. Now, there is some dyslexia here, right? And we're going to talk. Oh, my God. Ethan found me a Diet Coke. Dude, he's a hero. He's a hero. So what the lawsuit says is, I'm just crack that bad boy. Ah, there we go. Williams teachers were aware of the problem. They did nothing to solve it. This lawsuit says in January of 2020, so 5 years ago, he's a freshman. Special ed teacher says, ask the school, the psychologist, please take a look at William. I'm very concerned. This kid can't read. But the school doesn't do anything.
What?
And they gave him 24 hours to complete his assignment, so they were giving him like extra time, but that wasn't really a solution. So he's at home. Here's how he fools him, all right? And this is a lesson, and I know that there's ways to root this out. He goes to AI and ChatGPT. He does the assignments that way. So as a result, he continued to achieve pretty good grades on his classwork through the entire 4 years of high school, even though two things. He was illiterate, and his teachers knew he was illiterate. So some of this, I mentioned dyslexia, because when he's a junior, the parents go to a specialist, and he's diagnosed with dyslexia. They hire a private tutor to help him read. But that's when they decided to sue the district, because they say, and again, the judge rules in his favor. They ended up appealing it last year, and then you know the judge last week said, yeah, I'm going to agree with this. They argued that the school district had violated their son's due process rights by not providing him a proper education under the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, which gives school districts federal dollars to teach disabled students. Keep in mind, when the lawyers are at play here, they have to find specific legal channels and routes and paths to take, and that's the path that they took. So again, the judge rules in June of 2023. All right. So some of this is going on when he's still in high school. In 2023, the judge says, yeah, I'm on William's side here. The school has to provide him with 888 hours of compensatory education. The school district, of course they do. They appeal, right? But three judges in a federal court, how would you,
Yes, exactly.
So then they wasted more money from the district, right? And a three-judge panel upheld the decision. One of the attorneys representing William told Fannie, the reporter, that it illustrates that the use of artificial intelligence is not a panacea, and certainly it's no substitute for actually learning to read. So that's shocking. And let's be honest here. You know, there's more people like William out there all across the country, right? Fannie's also the reporter. This is one of the reasons I want to get her on from the Free Press, because she did, and I never talked about this, she did a great report about grade inflation, and that's really become a big problem. New York, Wisconsin, Oklahoma, they recently lowered cut scores on their tests, so students appear to be performing better.
Oh, geez.
You know, even as the standardized tests nationally show that proficiency in reading and math is at the lowest level in 30 years, right?
This is part of why they're trying to get rid of... This is why they're messing with the Department of Education.
Yeah. So I guess what happens with this is, even though the Court of Appeals, like the judge rules in his favor, they appeal. The Court of Appeals says yes. What they're ruling on at this point is the legitimacy of the lawsuit. So in other words, it hasn't gone to trial, and that will happen. A jury trial will happen in August. And the Clarksville Montgomery County School District in Tennessee says they cannot comment on pending litigation. And of course, they can't discuss specifics. But what a terrible story. And, you know, in this case, the kid had dyslexia, but I've heard stories like this before. And I've been baffled on mainly the front of, how is it possible that that happened? The teachers had to know. In this case, the teachers did know. And they didn't give a rip.
How are they taking tests? I understand writing a paper with GPT and all of that stuff, but how are you taking
a
test?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
Reading, even if it's true or false, you have to read.
Right, but you know, I think a lot of these schools and teachers have gone away from even some of the test taking.
What?
So that's a good question. Maybe it'll come out in the wash when this goes to trial, Sue. We'll see. Scott Jennings, after Fox News at 5, just around the corner. Hang in there.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love.
Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.